When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Do not adjust your sets. You had Mocha Mondays yesterday. You got Tan Tuesdays today. And then tomorrow's set. You know, we might. I don't know if Alex is still going to be traveling from the United States to the UK. I don't know how long that travel is. Well, I do because I've been there before, but I don't know how long that travel is. So you came up with a brilliant idea. If we are together tomorrow on Wrestling Daily, what is it going to be called?
Woke Wednesdays.
Yeah, I am with it. Well, guess what? I think Alex is going to be here tomorrow. But the bright side, yes, the bright side is we'll both be on WrestleMania. WrestleMania 42, the Woke Wednesday Takeover, Mocha Mondays comes to WrestleMania, and it's going to be a beautiful time because me and Set E, we are taking over, and we are here today to talk about a new McMahon who is training to become a WWE superstar. We're going to be talking about Seth Rollins' attacker and why not to jump across the guardrail, fans, all that and much, much more on Tan Tuesday edition of Wrestling Daily. Hello, we are live on a Tuesday on the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel, and we are here for a Tan Tuesday edition of Wrestling Daily. I am the True Hill Phenom, SP3, back in the saddle once again, 2 days straight with Mommy Niyangi's baby boy, Sat E.
Sat E, Niyangi, and the E stands for, well, you know, I've been doing this for 4 months, so I think I'm now established, if you will. Sat E, I'm established now. Mama Niyangi's baby boy, shout out to my mom and to my sister, my brother, and my lovely little niece, Aaliyah. So let's talk about the picture for WrestleMania for a few seconds before we jump in. So a lot of people are thinking, yes, is that really me? Yes, that is that.
Let's talk about this for a second, Sat. Let's talk about this.
So let's talk about the fact, yes. So pre-pandemic, I was rocking the bold look. It wasn't till February of 2020 I stopped shaving my head and I let the hair grow because it was locked down. I decided to let the hair grow. I started working out at home. I transformed my whole entire look, if you will. And also my missus, my other half, she prefers me with hair. So this is more for her. If it was up to me, I'd be shaving my head bold. It's easier to maintain. It's cheaper to maintain, but I'm lucky that my other half, she's talented, she's an artist, she actually does do the shape up and lines up my hair and everything like that. So
very nice.
If you're gonna invest in my hair, you better be good at what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? If you're crap, I'm getting a haircut. So yeah, so I didn't even choose that picture. I gave a picture to you know, the new Jam That Champion, Luke Owen. I gave him a picture, a more recent one, and then I guess it wasn't good enough. I guess the res wasn't good enough. So someone with the stoop.
Luke heard all that trash you were talking about him yesterday.
Oh, no, I'm not ashamed of that look. I just love it. It's like Tinder. You look at that picture, think, ooh, he's bold and intense. And you meet me, I'm like, hello. Hello, how you doing? I'm nothing like my picture, how it looks. I come across an intimidating human being.
But in real life, I'm just a mellow guy.
So someone stole my picture because that was without consent. I didn't consent to that picture. But I don't mind it. I love that picture. I look great. I look sexy and hard. I look like a better version of Tyrese.
Well, there's that, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes. You know what to do. Drop a thumbs up on this video. Share with your friends. Subscribe if you are new to the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel. Become an elite good egg because we've been talking about eggs all week. Becoming a Wrestling Daily member, pressing that join button. And, of course, you can become a part of this episode of Wrestling Daily, this Tan Tuesday episode, by sending us an Ultra Chat, WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. Of course, I am not Alex McCarthy. I am sitting in for Alex, who is traveling back across the pond to set E in the UK. He spent the weekend with me. We got to bond. We got to be Daily's boys in person at the Barclays Center. Good times. Got to work the media day as well. So check out our Twitters to see the pictures of Alex mixing it up with True Hill Heat.
You need to tell me more. How you guys meet? Did you guys go for the bro hug? How long was the hug for? What was the temperature like? You know, do you guys actually get along in real life? Can you actually stand being around each other in real life? You know, I need to hear more. I need to hear the goss.
It honestly sounds like you're trying to compare the length of my hug to your hug that you got when you guys went to WWE together. I know you are. You pulled out a notepad off camera to look because you have the seconds. You counted the seconds. How long Alex hugged you. I know all of this, Sat. Don't what? Play with me. You can't put the wool over my eyes, Sat.
If we're gonna talk about stuff here, let's talk about why did you let Rhea Ripley climb on a stepladder to appear taller than you?
She was wearing very high boots. Even she made Alex, who is definitely taller than me, she made him look smaller than her as well. So I am not offended. And if you saw my significant other on social media already making fun of me, saying that Zelina's the only one that made my midget self look tall. So there is that. You can check all that out on our social medias. But we got to get to the titular news.
Of course.
It is all about our tribal chief, who got a chance to speak to Stephanie McMahon over the weekend for Talk Sports. And she revealed that her and Triple H's oldest daughter, Aurora, is actually training to become a professional wrestler. Stephanie said, and I quote to Alex, "We have three daughters, Triple H and I do. They are 15, 13, and 11. Our oldest said when she was 8 years old, 'Mama, I don't want your job. Daddy, I don't want your job. I want Pop's job, Vince McMahon's job.' So just like her grandfather, she wants to be the boss. So we'll see what happens with my older daughter, who has already started training in the ring. My youngest daughter is also very interested, but she is all about the personality. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see what she is going to do." So very interesting. A next generation of the McMahon family. This would be four generations of McMahons in professional wrestling. So what do you think? What do you think about the prospects of Aurora becoming, fulfilling the McMahon legacy and actually becoming a real professional wrestler with that McMahon legacy?
So SB3 and the Wrestling Daily community, I'm going to tell you something. I have a theory. I'm not shocked. You see, the women's evolution... The women's revolution. So think about this. Triple H has got three daughters. He didn't luck out on the son. Three daughters are, you know, having a daughter is a blessing. Yes. Don't get it twisted.
Yes, it is.
But he didn't have a son.
I can say that from personal experience.
Amen. Amen. You know, I got nieces and got daughters. I don't have a daughter yet. I don't know. Triple H realized, I don't have any male heir in the family. So no male wrestlers. Back in the days, the diva days, women's wrestling wasn't really popping.
Yeah.
My daughters may catch the wrestling bug. I don't want them to do any bra and panties, any pillow fights, and if you will. So Triple H was like, you know what? Let me fix the women's wrestling division. So when one day one of my daughters wants to be a wrestler, it'll be a thriving division. Listen, Charlotte is a tester. You think you're mad now. Aurora Levesque or Aurora Helmsley or Aurora McMahon Helmsley, AMH, if you will, she's going to be 25 times champion within a month. So this Charlotte run is a trial run for the future AMH. Guys, Triple H designed this because he's a cerebral assassin. Think about this. The women's evolution is not out of the goodness of his heart. It's because he's got three daughters and he used to make sure that his daughters are in a thriving division. And that's the women's division. That's the only reason why he paid that much attention and effort. This was a deliberated work, which is going to take, what, nearly 10 years to make happen. Trust me, you're laughing. But when it happens, you remember that Sat E was the one to enlighten you. E for enlightenment on the fact that Triple H designed all of this for his daughters. He doesn't care about women's wrestling or all of yous. It's for his daughters. SP.
You may, man, I get back from the mic. You're getting a little bit of feedback, sir, because you're getting into it. You're in into it. I love it. But, I mean, I could see where you're coming from. Triple H is a very cerebral assassin indeed. And a lot of his moves and the way he's done business or, you know, elevated himself in the wrestling business have been very strategic plans, in my opinion. Like, you know, he's the one that introduced himself to the Click, which got him enamored into the, you know, the WWE when he first comes in. He's the one that comes up with the idea to drug Stephanie McMahon and marry her at the chapel in Las Vegas, which in turn leads to him eventually getting with the daughter of the boss and then eventually becoming the heir apparent. So these are all things that he has put the seeds and he has watered and he has seen grow in the business.
Let's keep this going. Apparently, he takes credit for the screw job as well, for Bret Hart's screw job. Yes, and he also dripped poison in Vince's ear about OVW and DSW, hence opening up the door for FCW, and he put dripped poison in there as well. That looks like a dump, no air conditioning. Alas, NXT. This guy, he plants his seeds. He slowly creeps in. He's a creeper, guys. Until recently, bless him. He's a Shelby's former self.
Oh, yeah. Man. That is definitely the truth after we saw how he performed, quote unquote, at Survivor Series and Monday Night Raw in the Barclays Center. But I think that Aurora has a good chance because of the people who are in charge. And even if she doesn't become a professional wrestler, I could see her getting into the business, being like her mother and kind of getting into the business however she can, whether that's as a management, as maybe like something in PR, because you know her mom loves her some PR attractions. But Stephanie did not just speak to Alex about Aurora getting into the wrestling business. She also provided an update on her husband, Triple H, Paul Levesque. As you may know, he had a cardiac event a couple of months back. He's been off, been away from the WWE ever since then. He just recently made his return when the family went to go see the new WWE headquarters. So Stephanie, when speaking to Alex, said that the game is doing well after his cardiac event. Paul is doing great. Thank you very much for asking, she told Alex. And it seems like he's on the path to getting back in charge. So my question for you, Sat, is with him coming back, how do you think he's going to respond to all the changes that have been made over the last couple of months? Of course, in WWE overall, but in particular with his baby, with his former shell of itself, NXT 2.0. What do you think he's gonna get into the changes, and who do you think from NXT 2.0 he's gonna like out of the people they've introduced so far?
In terms of introduced, I don't know. I feel like he'll go in there and do damage control for Kyle O'Reilly and Pete Dunne. I think he'll try to be the peacemaker in terms of trying to keep Kyle O'Reilly around for a little bit longer. In terms of the new guys, I mean, Carmelo Hayes was already started under you know, under his, you know, tutelage. So yeah. It's not like a new guy he's facing for the first time. It's just that they've kept pushing him in Triple H's absence. Tony D'Angelo, but in terms of like, in terms of having the look, Bron Breakker, that's the, you know what, Bron Breakker, that's the easiest answer because, but then again, if he's got alleged heat with the Steiners, who knows, you know, you don't know Triple H, how his mind works. I don't know, will he push him?
Bron's uncle hates Triple H.
And, there you go.
And has made many of references to doing some things to Stephanie. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be Triple H's top guy. I can see him really liking Tony D'Angelo, though. I can see him liking Tony D'Angelo and someone that hasn't been mentioned a lot, Zion Quinn. He's been getting, like, the babyface push on the roster. He has the look that I think that Triple H would like as well.
There's a lot of created superstars in NXT. There's a lot of generic Zion Quinn. That's a name that's picked out of a dictionary or a poster or maybe a medicine cabinet. I want a Zion Quinn to bed. You know, I took a cup of Zion Quinn and I went to sleep. Zion Quinn has got potential, but he needs character work. He's too stiff. He's like an action figure come to life. I'm not really, yeah, he's not my cup of tea. To me, he's bland. He's a creative superstar number 25. But yeah, if Triple H can do something with Zion Quinn.
Let's be real here. That's all everybody they've introduced in NXT 2.0 outside of Carmelo Hayes, Bron Breakker, and Tony D'Angelo. Like, literally, you could put all of them in a row, and they all of them pretty much look the same or come off as very generic.
Solo Sikoa. I like Solo's presentation. He looks like, you know?
I mean, he's kind of got, like, a similar, like, tattoos to Zion Quinn. So, I can see people... And he looks like an Uso. So, it's just like, I can see...
Because he's an Uso.
Exactly. He's the third Uso that Wale drew on that Quizzlemania all those months back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But we want to know from all of you what you think about Aurora McMahon Helmsley, as Seth AMH. Put it, training to be a WWE superstar. What do you think about Triple H's path to recovery and him about to make his return to WWE full time? What do you think he's going to feel about the new NXT 2.0? WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily. Send in those Ultra Chats. Become a part of the show. Just like our good friend Yoko Lintner, who has conceded that Nikki A.S.H. is not going to be in Hit Row anymore because Hit Row got fired. So here is their Ultra Chat for today after a meeting on what to do with our brand going forward. We here at Lintner Consulting LLC still believe our future lies with Nikki A.S.H. Currently running focus groups to best determine where our efforts would be most valuable. Stay tuned. I'm loving this. I'm loving this running bit by Yoko Lintner. Yoko, we're going to just request, if you can, Ultra Chat in this week, send us a bit for our cold open. I think you would do great at this because this running bit of Ultra Chats are awesome. I love it. What do you think about, speaking of Nikki A.S.H., Sat, she lost the women's tag team titles with Rhea Ripley last night on Monday Night Raw. New York's own, quote unquote, Carmella, and the real New York's own Zelina, Queen Zelina, winning the women's tag team titles in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. What's your thoughts on the loss for Rhea and Nikki A.S.H.? And what did you think overall of their reign?
Okay, I'm actually shocked that the East Coast connection, the New York connection, if you will, won. I thought it was just a makeshift tag team for a few matches until WWE figure out where to put Dana Brooke, where to put Doudrop. Because I thought the money was on Doudrop and Dana Brooke becoming a tag team and facing Nikki and Rhea. But that didn't happen. For the people that's complaining about Zelina months ago for losing, what a turnaround she's had the last few months, right? She's becomes Queen of the Ring. What heck have you used? Shout out to AMAC, the Irish chief, our boss, the landlord of this place. Yeah.
Shout out to Alex. He's probably at JFK or Newark right now, right? And he's watching us. We appreciate you.
Yeah. So all the people complaining about Zelina not getting a chance, she's got a chance. So congratulations to her. I'm all happy for Zelina, to be honest, because Carmella's been women's champion. She's kind of underrated in places, not everywhere, but in places Carmella is, some places, because she's a decent performer and character. Sometimes it can verge on a bit annoying. But so I'm happy for Zelina. She got a title. She got a crown and a title. Congratulations. The negative side, Nikki A.S.H. deserves more. Rhea Ripley, the victim of the Charlotte overpush, because it's not Charlotte's fault. Whoever has an obsession with Charlotte, they overpushed it to the point where Rhea Ripley, who was positioned to be like, it's kind of like John Cena and Batista thing, where it's like, these are the next rising stars after The Rock and Steve Austin, where it's going to be Bianca and Rhea being main events. It should be Becky versus Rhea. Probably that is next. Maybe I'm jumping ahead. Maybe Royal Rumble would be Rhea against Becky. Not in the fantasy book, but it could be, you know, logical. Yeah, Rhea's not so hot right now. She's kind of twiddling her thumbs. They may panic and because even the reaction to her when Becky mentioned her, do you want me to face Rhea Ripley?
She didn't get much of a reaction like Bianca and Liv Morgan got.
Bingo. And Liv Morgan, I don't know, people love Liv Morgan for a reason. I'm a fan of Liv Morgan, but the support is much larger than what we see in the ring. She's still, how many years potential? Kind of like with Test, potential can't buy your groceries. So she's been close to that potential for a while. So yeah, I'm sad. The title reign was meaningless, kind of like Nikki A.S.H.'s women's title reign was meaningless. But, you know, Elise is on her resume in the Hall of Fame, former tag team champion, former women's champion, former Money in the Bank. But they should do more with her, make it meaningful. Because if you watch NXT or seeing her stuff on the Independents, Nikki can go.
Absolutely agree with you there. You can check out my interview with Rhea Ripley, where we talk about Nikki A.S.H. being left off the Survivor Series team and how she felt about that. I also talked to Queen Zelina on Sports Keto Wrestling YouTube channel, and we talked about her goals, and one of her goals was to become women's tag team champion, and she accomplished it in New York City. So it was a little bit of redemption for being left off that 9/11 anniversary show a couple of months back. So I'm happy for her, but Sat, that wasn't the major news coming out of Monday Night Raw last night. It was all about Mr. Seth. No, it wasn't even about the egg. The egg wasn't even the main topic of this match.
No, it wasn't.
The egg that we spent all day talking about yesterday. It was all about a fan attacking WWE superstar Seth Rollins. He's been identified and charged by the police following last night's incident. It was following Seth Rollins beating down Finn Balor in a segment on Monday Night Raw. The fan rushed him as he's coming up the entranceway, spears him down. Seth grabs him into like a guillotine choke before he's restrained and walked out by referees, backstage producers, and security. Apparently, Seth suffered visible facial injuries. Some was from the segment with Finn Balor, but some was also contributed to the attack by the fan. As reported by ESPN, the NYPD has identified the attacker to be 24-year-old Isaiah Spencer of Brooklyn. Poor Brooklyn. I'm not from Brooklyn, ladies and gentlemen. I want to state this and make this very clear. New York is broken up by boroughs, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with that. I'm from Harlem. I represent Harlem. That's why I'm Harlem Shake. That's why I taught, Luke and Denise how to do the Harlem Shake. This is me. I'm from Harlem. I live in the Bronx now. I'll claim the Bronx. I'm not claiming Brooklyn, especially after last night. I just looked at my significant other, my wife, who's from Brooklyn. I was like, you gonna claim Brooklyn after this? She's like, nah, I live in Manhattan now. Spencer has been charged, the attacker, Spencer, has been charged with attempted assault and with an attempted violation of arts and cultural affairs, which is disrupting a live sporting event. And according to police, Seth Rollins refused medical attention following the incident. So before we give more further news of more update on this attacker, what was your reaction to that? To that whole situation last night on Raw.
First of all, it didn't show on Raw. Also, it was a replay of Finn Balor getting beaten up by Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins had a bloody mouth at the stage. Thanks to everyone on Twitter, yes. I'm more informed than what the television audience saw. First of all, I think people are giving too much credit to the guy. It seems like he attempted a spear, and Seth Rollins got him in a head vice, you know, locked his head in and fell backwards, because that guy's a big fella. I don't care if you're an amateur wrestler, an MMA fighter. If that big chunky butt was for your ass, you're going to fall flat. It doesn't matter. But Seth, I think Seth did well. Seth had him in a choke. Like, Seth could have choked his ass out. He realized, I'm on TV, and if I start stamping on him, you know, America, because in the UK might be a bit different. In America, you guys do a lawsuit over paper cuts. So he has to be smart.
We do.
He had to be smart about what he was doing. And also, according to Twitter, the reason why this guy rugby tackled Seth Rollins is apparently he got catfished by a guy claiming to be Seth Rollins and scammed the guy money. So he assumed that the real Seth Rollins took his money. Either that, or he's mad that this guy that looks like Seth Rollins took his money. So he's like, I'm going to jump homeboy for stealing my money to feed his child. And allegedly.
Did you see his Instagram post where he said, I did it for the bloodline, I did it for the WWE?
No,
yes.
I didn't see that. Is that really him?
Yes, that's really him. Oh man, it's a horrible situation. And once again, we gotta emphasize, if you're a fan, you're at an event, stay on your side of the guardrail. Don't jump the guardrail. That's not what we're here for. We're here for those performers to entertain us, to give us a good night out. We are not here to jump over the guardrail. You embarrassed the entire borough of Brooklyn. You didn't embarrass New York. You embarrassed Brooklyn, because Brooklyn, the size of its own city, it's got 5 million people. So you embarrassed 5 other million people with your display last night, Mr. Spencer. We should also know a couple of things coming out of it. New update says that they've given him a court date already. TMZ is reporting that Spencer is due in court next month for a hearing on the matter. So that's very interesting. We also had the reaction set of former AEW star, I don't know if he's currently there or not, former WWE star Chavo Guerrero, who says he remember when the wrestlers were tougher than the fans, and that did not go over well. And I think Kate Hensler of Fightful put it best in a tweet. We went from "Ooh, Chavo" to "Oh, Chavo" with that tweet. What did you think, Stat?
First of all, Chavo Guerrero is a legend. And then before I get to this part, none of this would have happened if Doug Dillinger was there. If Doug Dillinger from WCW was there, if things would have stopped, head of security for WCW, if he was there, none of this would happen. LOL. Man, first of all, I've seen some people tweet stuff at Chavo. If it's a random, you know, wrestling fan tweeting this, that's kind of expected. That's the kind of smack talk that sometimes people talk. So Chavo is a human being. He's entitled to his own opinion. He's entitled to be wrong, by the way. All right. And also, some people are disrespecting the legend. He's a legend. It's you know, sometimes the Curran White in him comes out and makes faux pas. So that's like, I call it.
They put him in like a factory, ladies and gentlemen, and they injected him with a whole bunch of stuff like Wonder Bread, Grey Poupon, and stuff. And it's still in him. It's still in him, and it seeps out when he makes tweets like this.
It's like Get Out. Sometimes he gets a little shock of Curry Whiteism.
They sat him in the room like, Get Out. And they trapped him down.
He was in a sunken place when he was Curry White. You know, bless him that a tragedy snapped him out of that trance. But yeah, Curry White was a product of Trevor Grill getting kidnapped by Vince McMahon and Cole and gets sent to the sunken place. But yeah, it was just a little bit of Curry Whiteism coming out. But, you know, Trevor's still a legend. Let's give him that respect. He's entitled to make bad takes. We don't always have to agree. It's just that some people's reaction was a bit too, you know, excessive. Look what happened to homeboy that rushed Seth Rollins. That could be you if you take wrestling too seriously and also get catfished by said wrestler. They work for WWE. They're making record profits. You sucker for giving your money.
He ain't need to do all that. All he needed to do was call up Neve, call up Cammy, call up Catfish, man. Like, they in New York. Yo, Neve live in New York. You could have hit up Neve. You could have went. You could have knocked on his door. You could have sent him a letter. You could have texted him. Like, come on, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
Better way to
you watch Catfish.
Yes,
you watch his Catfish.
Yes, I do.
No. I'm not dissing. Okay, disclaimer. I'm not dissing. I was about to handshake you. I watch it too. Me and my partner were doing the summer. That was our thing during the pandemic. Because the fact you know who, like, Cammy's doing it now, not the other guy that used to homeboy with the pepper hair. But yeah, Catfish.
That's me and wifey's. That's our evening right there. Yes, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Oh, come back, man. Handshake me again.
We even had a VPN for a while, and we was watching Catfish UK and stuff. So we got
Sorry.
Yeah, it was like...
I'm so sorry, man.
Not as good, ladies and gentlemen. But we would last call right now as we wrap things up on the Tan Tuesday Wrestling Daily. You see how much it gets off the tracks when it's me and Sat. WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you think about the new McMahon getting into professional wrestling. What you think about Seth's attacker and the latest with him getting catfished as well. That's just crazy. But we should also shout out Sat with this situation.
Yes.
Becky Lynch, a ride or die, was there in the entrance waiting. She was like, nah, you ain't going to jump, my man. You ain't going to jump. She was waiting there. They got the pictures of her in the entranceway when everything went down with Seth Rollins.
Well, she's lucky she didn't get bonsai dropped by that fan. Like, yeah, Becky could talk a good game, but homeboy is big. Homeboy took out her husband. Man, Becky, I know you're tough. You're Irish and stuff like that. Homeboy would have, like, done a Rikishi drop on your ass. Sent you to the medical facility, as Vince likes to say. So, but while we're talking about Becky, what a run she's been on in terms of matches since she's come back. And also, you can tell someone's been studying Hollywood Rock while they were away, because she does the whole patronizing the audience thing. And she is right. People chanting for CM Punk while women are wrestling, all you're doing is giving Vince even more reason to say, yeah, it doesn't work. Women don't draw. Don't be that people. Don't be a douchebag and give women the equal opportunity as you would give men.
Yes. I want to say that I did not chant that CM Punk chant because it happened like 2 minutes into the 5-on-5 women's match. But I did chant AEW during that horrible battle royal. That battle royal sucked so bad. It was a bad match. It was a bad match.
It was a bad match.
They should have just had it on the kickoff. Why would you put Priest and Nakamura there?
It's not good taste, my friend. You don't chant out ex's name or someone else, another girl's name when you're in bed. That's not nice. Say respect. You don't pay hard-earned money or get gifted money, you know, a ticket from the company you're working with to go there and chant another company's name. That's not good, sir. You're better than that, SP3. Hey, even though... Hey.
I was an 8-year-old kid in 1996 that used to chant ECW at WWF events in Madison Square Garden. So, yes, I'm going to be a 33-year-old man who chants AEW at the WWE event.
May I say this? Also on SportsKeeda, guys, I don't know if you've seen this. This guy's a bigger heel. He's a bigger heel on SportsKeeda. He's so much more smugger. I'm just like, that's not the polite, happy-go-lucky guy I know. He's a true heel indeed. Same on SportsKeeda. Check his stuff out. The busiest content creator all of the land.
There's levels to this. We got one more Ultra Chat Sat from John 15, who says Seth getting attacked by a fan and the Brooklyn Crown singing his theme song could be the catalyst for a slow burn heel turn. I think he takes the title off E at day one or Royal Rumble. I could just tell you, Sat, from being there live at Barclays Center, Seth Rollins is so over. Like, I got sucked into the moment as he comes out at Survivor Series and everybody's singing, oh, yeah, we just got into it immediately.
From the moment that song debuted on WrestleMania, I knew it was going to be a hit because people like chanting along. And funny enough, me and AMAC, when we were at Wembley, we're sitting together. AMAC was like, oh, I don't like his new theme. I was like, what do you mean? His old song was this. This is my impression of his old song. Burn it down. This is a musicality song. His last one had choirs on it, but it was a bit too slow. This one's a bop. He's like dad dancing. You want to dad dance as well. You want to lose your beat because he got no rhythm. He watched too much Shawn Michaels. But yeah, his old song, yeah, was it sounded like someone having a spasm. But this one is WrestleMania next year because it started in Brooklyn, right? You know, fans, yeah, they like to follow and try to be better, one upmanship. But yeah, next year WrestleMania, if you see people cheering it on, and I can't wait.
No, because he does the serenade thing, they have like a choir sing him to the ring. Oh, I love it. I'm not mad at that take at all, John 15. Thank you for your Ultra Chat. And that's going to bring us to an end on Tan Tuesday edition of Wrestling Daily. Seti, tell the people where they can find you on social media and what you're doing tomorrow, sir.
So you can find me at SatNextTo. Thanks to the announcement on Quizomania, more people start following me. I guess some people don't watch the show. Rude. Where have you been the whole time? You know what I'm saying? You need to watch Wrestling Daily. That's what I do it for. This show is incredible. We've got great content creators, great minds giving you their opinions. Let me add the key thing that makes us stand out. Not only do we have charisma, not only do we have knowledge, we also have diversity. Don't forget that we have diversity. And thank you, Alex McCarthy, for the diversity. This is brilliant. So remember this, man. 25% of Sat E, 25% of the true heel sensation himself, SP3. Put that together. That is 50%, guys. They have no chance. 50% of Wrestling Daily going against everyone else. That spells disaster.
And our heads are much smaller than Sean Ross Sapp and Tempest. So I'll take that as well. So we are winning in multiple ways, and we are going to win tomorrow on a Woke Wednesday edition of Quizomania. We hope all of you will join us live in the live chat for Wrestling Daily tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. UK, and then over on Parts Fun Known at 9 p.m. UK, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Set E will be there. I will be there. I will see you tomorrow with AMAC as the OG Daily Boys will be on screen together. For Set E, it's me, your true heel phenom, SP3. This has been Tan Tuesday edition of Wrestling Daily. We are signing off until next time.
We're out of time.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.